Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands in MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Hello and welcome to another edition of WFAN Daily with Sal Licata. Please don't forget to download, rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcast from. What are the New York Mets doing pursuing Aroldis Chapman, but not Trevor Bauer? If you need bullpen help, I understand that. And the Mets obviously do, but they need starters as well. And, you know, there's going to be a bunch of names that are out there that the Mets could be looking at. Yankees, too, for that matter. But for the sake of this podcast, we're going to keep it to the Mets here. We could do maybe Yankees a little bit later on in the week. Yankees have some interest in Hector Neris. By the way, it seems like the Mets and Yankees continue to have interest in the same exact players. Like, it's boring because everybody's going off of the same analytics, and they all want the same players. Matter of fact, the Mets, it's been incestuous trying to grab all the Yankees players. While I respect Chapman as a reliever, I also am well aware of what he has done off the field. And by the way, on the field, Aroldis Chapman, when we last saw him in New York with the Yankees, was a failure. So even Chapman in recent years at his peak was nowhere near where Chapman was back in his actual peak. Recent years here for Chapman, he is a less than reliever. Now, I didn't watch a lot of him with Kansas City last year, and I know Chapman could still throw it hard, but man, watching him struggle with the Yankees and be inconsistent, I would want no part of him. Now, that's on the pitcher's side of things, right? The actual how can you perform as a bullpen arm side of things. Not the, oh, by the way, Aroldis Chapman was arrested in 2015 after his then-girlfriend claimed that he choked her and pushed her against the wall before firing 8 gunshots into his garage, in which he was subsequently suspended 30 games by Major League Baseball for. They investigated, suspended him 30 games. He served that in 2016. Now, I am certainly not one to say that you shouldn't touch anybody who did anything questionable whatsoever. Like, second chances, I am all for that. I mean, I've never had an issue with that particular stuff, but I'm just saying in general, like, I'm not going to prevent anybody else or yell and scream about anybody else from getting a second opportunity in life, in most regards. Certain things there's just no excusing from, but most things you should be able to get a second opportunity from. Okay, and Chapman got a second opportunity, and he got it with the New York Yankees. They traded for him. As a matter of fact, they got him as on a discount from Cincinnati because of these issues. So the Yankees had no issue going after Aroldis Chapman right on the heels of this incident, or the alleged incident in which he was, you know, investigated for and suspended for ultimately, meaning there was something there. He did get arrested. There were gunshots because Chapman apologized for it. He said he never hurt his then girlfriend, although she claimed that he choked her and pushed her against the wall. Okay. Now, I wasn't there, so I don't know the details of it, but there's obviously some truth there that Chapman admitted to the gunshots. He did get suspended 30 games. It was an ugly incident that he was forgiven for, or at least given a second opportunity for, by the Yankees. And so the Yankees had no issue at the time going to get him. And now, many years later, the Mets have no issues with inquiring about Aroldis Chapman. Which brings us to Trevor Bauer. Why is it that the Mets and Yankees, you can talk about other teams as well, but I'm, you know, focusing on the Mets and Yankees here. Why is it that neither the Mets or Yankees have shown interest in Trevor Bauer. Matter of fact, it was told to me that the Mets are not interested, period, in Bauer. I don't know if it's been reported anywhere otherwise about the Mets or Yankees, but it doesn't seem that there's interest at all from the Mets or Yankees on Trevor Bauer. Why is that the case when both those teams, the Yankees actually did go get Aroldis Chapman and traded for him on the discount, as we said, and the Mets now reportedly at least interested in Aroldis Chapman? So why is it okay for both these teams to be interested, one acquire him, one to be interested in him, and Aroldis Chapman, with his history of, again, being accused of choking his ex-girlfriend and pushing her against the wall before firing 8 gunshots into his garage in which he was suspended for? Why is that okay, but giving Trevor Bauer a second chance, not okay? I'm not trying to say which one's worse than the other. Obviously, you know, you break down each situation and they're ugly. It's not pretty at all. What Bauer reportedly did and even admitted to doing, I find reprehensible. You know, I told him that to his face. I could say that here. I said it to his face. It wasn't just one woman that accused Trevor Bauer of physical or sexual assault. It was multiple women. This was a repeated behavior here. But Bauer, who served the longest suspension in baseball history, Bauer has come out and, oh, like I said, I sat in the studio with him. BT and I talked to him for an hour. He was accountable, showing accountability. He admitted to his wrongs. Now, look, I mean, would you always like to see more? Of course. He said he didn't go to therapy. He didn't necessarily feel he needed it. But, I mean, we're, you know, nitpicking a little bit here. Point is, what he did, he never got arrested for anything, never was proven guilty, never paid a cent to anybody as far as law goes or court goes. Now, that doesn't mean anything, because when you talk about the vile stuff that was being mentioned that he did, you know, who cares if he went to, you know, jail or not for it? What he did was reprehensible. However, does that mean he should never get a second chance? And if we bring it back to just the baseball part of things now, you tell me which guy could help the Yankees and Mets more, Aroldis Chapman or Trevor Bauer? Not to mention that you'd be getting Bauer at a discount. So I'm kind of confused by the inconsistencies in this particular case of the New York Mets organization, where they would be so quick to dismiss Trevor Bauer because of the ugliness that's associated with his name and will be associated with him for his entire life, probably. I mean, you think of Trevor Bauer, same thing. We, you know, talk about Michael Vick. First thing that comes to your mind is not that overtime run against the Minnesota Vikings, you know, not a postseason appearance or the win against Green Bay Packers and Brett Favre and Lambeau Field. First thing that comes to your mind with Michael Vick is the Dogfighting Association. So, right or wrong, I mean, that's just the facts. He went to prison for it. Now, he's done a good job resurrecting his career, both as a player when he got a second chance with the Eagles, and then now as a broadcaster. So this is going to stick with Trevor Bauer no matter what. He's not going to be remembered for his days as a pitcher with the Cincinnati Reds or Dodgers or Cleveland then Indians. He's going to be remembered for the sexual assault stuff and the reprehensible behavior. However, does that mean he shouldn't get a second opportunity? And if Aroldis Chapman can get a second opportunity, basically immediately from the New York Yankees, who saw an opportunity, saw great value, and pounced on it, I can understand it to a certain extent. What I can't understand is the inconsistency as to why you would have interest in Aroldis Chapman, who did these reprehensible things in his own right, firing gunshots after a domestic incident with his wife, or worse, and then look at Trevor Bauer and say, well, what he did, even though repeated offense, multiple women, what he did was not worth a second chance. I'm just confused by the inconsistencies. It should either be, well, we're not looking into anybody with any kind of history or questionable past, period. Or you should be open to giving both parties second chances. I'm not sure why one is getting overlooked. And this is specific to the Mets only because of the report from Andy Martino saying the Mets have shown interest in Aroldis Chapman. But I am also tying in the Yankees here because the Yankees were a team that did get Aroldis Chapman after they knew about the incidents, which is why they got him at a discount. And they aren't looking at Trevor Bauer either. I find it slightly hypocritical and also foolish from a baseball standpoint because I firmly believe Trevor Bauer could be a greater asset to both the Mets or the Yankees, certainly than Aroldis Chapman could be at this point in his career. And I'm not trying to make this like, truth be told, I don't like talking about this stuff, okay? I like breaking it down from the baseball standpoint. But if you do break it down from the baseball standpoint, the Mets and Yankees should both be in on Trevor Bauer, so should other teams. And if the Mets are going to go after a guy who's had a checkered past, to say the least, in Aroldis Chapman, then you know what? At the very least, they should at least show some interest or inquire about Trevor Bauer as well. All right, that does it for this edition of WFAN Daily. Don't forget to download, rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you tomorrow.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming and 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stanfill, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.